Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Country music.
Well, it was New Year's Eve. I was 14 at the time. I was celebrating 4 a.m. with them hoodlum friends of mine. I heard a boy named Elvis Presley singing, "That's all right, Mama," on the radio, and it turned me on. That moment on. Yeah. Well, all my friends thought I had one brick less than they low. Cause I'd stop the car and I'd jump out and start dancing in the road. When I heard Jerry Lee Lewis singing, "Oh, I'm shaking, going on," it turned me on. I've been hooked on music. That moment on. Yeah. Head hot, stealing fancy hubcaps off them cowboys' pickup trucks. Fender skirts and mud flaps, anything to make a buck. I'd sell them right back to them out behind the rodeo, just to make a little money to trade my little honey to a rock and roll show. And I hung around that skating rink where Buddy Holly played. I could not believe one man could have such fun and still get paid. When I heard that local DJ playing, "That'll be the day you turn me on," said turn me on. I've been hooked on music, hooked on music from that moment on. Sucker never came out wrong. I'd sit back and sing it soft and low, watching him as a slow turn him on. I'd turn him on. I've been hooked on music, hooked on music from that moment on. Don't you?
It's falling apart. I was late for work and the boss got smart. My panty line shows, got a run on my hose. My hair went fly. Man, I hate that.
Hate that.
Oh. Just so when I thought things couldn't get worse, I realized I forgot my purse. With all this stress, I must confess, this could be worse than PMS. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. Honey, I'm home and I had a hard day. Pour me a cold one and oh, by the way, lay up my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my favorite tree. Honey, I'm back, my head's killing me. I need to relax and watch TV. Don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth a pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. Honey, I'm home and have a day. Pour me a cold one and oh, by the way, lay up my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my favorite tree. Honey, I'm back, my head's killing. To relax, watch TV, get off the phone, give the dog a bone. Hey, 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 honey, I'm home. Oh, rip my neck, will you?
Welcome to another exciting edition of Nothing But Old 45 Sweet Country Music, which will contain the best of the best of the best of classic country hits. Now, this edition will also contain a comedy break about halfway through the show, and we all need that to put a smile on our faces. Then during the second half of the show, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation will spotlight songs about trucks. Well, it could be songs about pickup trucks or 18-wheelers, yeah, stuff like that. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I thank you for joining me on today's adventure. That was Shania Twain and her number one hit from 1997, Honey, I'm Home. 1997 was a real good year for the Canadian singer. In fact, she had six hit records in 1997 alone, and two of those were number one, while the other four were in the top ten. I'll open the set with a late Mac Davis and his number two hit record from 1981, Hooked on Music. Now, while it didn't make it to number one, it did stay at number two for 2 weeks. Now, besides being a very successful singer, Mac Davis was also a very successful songwriter. In fact, he wrote two big hit records for Elvis Presley, In the Ghetto and Don't Cry Daddy, both in 1969.
WTBR.
Twin spin.
What I'm going to do right now is give you a twin spin of a song that was a hit record for Hank Williams in 1948 and his son Hank Williams Jr. 34 years later. Here's Honky Talking.
When you are sad and lonely and have no place to go, come to see me, baby, and bring along some. honking round this town.
Twin spin of a hit record for both Hank Williams and his son Hank Williams Jr. That was Hank Williams Jr.'s version of Honky Tonkin' from 1982 when it landed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart. Now, at this time in Hank Williams Jr.'s musical career, he was doing two things. He was creating his own style of country music, and he was re-recording many of his dad's hits, giving them a brand new life. I open the set with Hank Williams and his version of Honky Tonkin' from way back in 1948 when it landed at number 14 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart. Hank Williams had actually recorded the song a year earlier in 1947 for another record label, but that song failed to catch fire. The song has also been re-recorded by many other country music artists.
Sweet country music.
It's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. Wishing I'd never met her, knowing if I'd forget her, how much better off she would be. The longer I hold on, and the longer this goes on, the harder that it's gonna be. But it's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. I never deserved her, God knows when I hurt her, that's the last thing that I want to do. She tries, but she can't tell how she feels, but I know too well what she's going through. If I love her so much, I don't know why I can't do the right thing and just let her be. But it's 4 in the morning, and what's more, the dawning just woke up the warning in me. Last night I told her this time it's all over, making 10 times I told her goodbye. Last night we broke up, this morning I woke up, and for the 10th time I'm changing my mind. I saw more love in her eyes when I left her than most foolish men will ever see. And it's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the warning in me. It's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the warning in me. Wishing I
My little boy came into the kitchen this evening while I was fixing supper, and he handed me a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping my hands on my apron, I read it, and this is what it said. For mowing the yard, $5. And for making my own bed this week, $1. And for going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the trash, $1. Getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, I looked at him standing there expectantly, and 1,000 memories flashed through my mind. So I picked up the pen, and turning the paper over, this is what I wrote.
For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside me, no charge. For the nights I sat up with you, doctor, you prayed for you, no charge. For the time and the tears and the cost through the years, there's no charge. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. Of your college, no charge. For the toys, food and clothes, and for wiping your nose, there's no charge, son. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. Well, when he finished reading, he had great big old tears in his eyes. And he looked up at me and he said, "Mama, I sure do love you." Then he took the pen and in great big letters he wrote, "Paid in full." When you add it all up, the cost of real love is no charge.
I hope you're enjoying this edition of Sweet Country Music. That's a cute story. A little guy giving his mom a bill for stuff he does around the house and charging her. But she gives him a bill as well, and there's no charge, which is the name of the song from Melba Montgomery, and it was a number one hit for her in 1974. Melba Montgomery was first heard on our radios back in 1963, and she racked up 30 hit records until about 1973, and then after that, she concentrated on writing songs and wrote a lot of hit records for other folks, including George Strait, Reba McEntire, Sarah Evans, and Randy Travis, just to name a few. I'm going to start with another legend of country music, Farron Young, and his number one hit from 1974, It's 4 in the Morning. Farron Young's hit records go all the way back to the early 1950s, and by 1989, when he had his last hit record, he had racked up 86 hits. Sadly, Farron Young passed away in 1996 at the age of 64.
Sweet country music.
Oh, all right, Brittany. Now, get off your knees.
I'm just gonna close my eyes and pretend it's Billy Ray singing. It's a stretch, but it's worth a try.
Hey, man, how's everybody doing?
It's Billy Ray Cyrus! Oh, Alvin, I'm feeling woozy. Catch me!
Oops. Billy Ray! What are you doing here?
Well, I heard y'all were recording Achy Breaky Heart, and I thought I'd come on by and check it out. I never dreamed as a kid that the Chipmunks would ever cut one of my songs, and I just think that's really cool.
We're so honored, your country worship. Alvin, you're groveling.
Is that little girl taking a nap?
Oh, just step over her, Billy Ray. Hit it, boys!
All the folks out there have been real nice to me, really.
So, you think they might throw themselves at us when we sing this song? Alvin, get real.
You can tell your mom I'm moving Arkansas. You can tell your daughter about my
That sounds really cool, man. You all are nailing it.
Billy Ray, you think you could teach me some of those dance steps? I'll bet that would get the girls screaming. Alvin, I don't think it's just the dance steps. What do you mean? Oh, never mind.
No, Alvin, you put your right foot back. No, your right foot, man.
Right. So, how long will it take me to grow a ponytail?
Well, Alvin...
And how many push-ups should I do a day?
Well, dude...
Wait! Do you think the girls will scream if I change my name to Alvin Ray?
Well, I don't know, man.
Billy Ray has left the building.
He has. Billy Ray has left the building. Now, you know, I've played Billy Ray Cyrus's Achy Breaky Heart here on Sweet Country Music, but back in 1992, Alvin and the Chipmunks recorded a version of the song with Billy Ray Cyrus making a guest appearance, and that is what you just heard. The Chipmunks version of Achy Breaky Heart actually made it to number 71 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Way up
north. North to Alaska.
Way up north.
North to Alaska.
North to Alaska. I go north for Russia's home.
Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, they go north, the rush is on, way up north. Way up north,
to Alaska,
north, to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on.
North, to Alaska,
I go north, the rush is on.
George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand.
Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jenny's hand. Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time. Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome.
Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Way up north
to Alaska,
way up north.
If you're thinking about a vacation, have you ever considered Alaska? Well, I know some people that have gone there and they say it's really something. I'm thinking about it myself. Anyway, that was Johnny Horton's number one hit record from late 1960, North to Alaska. The song was also featured during the opening credits of the 1960 John Wayne movie, North to Alaska, as an introduction to the story the audience was about to see. Sadly, Johnny Horton died in a traffic crash shortly after the song was released. He was only 35 years old. Yeah, we've got some friends that actually took a combination cruise and rail vacation in Alaska, and they said it was absolutely amazing. Well, we're halfway through this edition of Sweet Country Music. Coming up next will be a comedy break with Texas comedian Ron White, who will talk about his experience in Las Vegas with the Las Vegas police. After that, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation will feature songs about trucks, 18-wheelers, pickup trucks, stuff like that. So, stick around. Much more to come on this edition of Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka. Be right back.
The Civitan Club of the Berkshires is seeking new members. It provides Christmas meals for the elderly, holds food drives, raises funds for food pantries, and assists the disabled. Members choose what they want to do and the time they want to give. To learn more about Civitan, please call 413-464-4088 or check Facebook. Thank you for your consideration.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Country music.
Laugh track.
I have found, though, that my accent has a very real effect on people in Southern California. It normally has one of two effects. The first is abject terror, so that's fun. Like my neighbors in Burbank, for example, pretty sure they don't know exactly what to make of me yelling cuss words at the IKEA playset I'm trying to put together. On a Monday afternoon, they're over there looking through the blinds, just like, I don't know what's going on over there, but it sounds like a hate crime. But the second effect it has on people, and this one's weird to me, is skepticism. People don't buy it a lot. They don't think this is how I really talk. They don't believe it's my real accent. And that's wild to me, because first of all, who would fake this accent specifically? But I get it all the time, man. I do other people's shows. I go up to the guy running the thing, introduce myself. Hey, man, I'm Trey. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. And the guy says something like, are you going to talk like that all night? What are you, like a method comedian or something? You're just always in character? I don't get it, because I genuinely believe this is the only genuine accent that would ever get that reaction from somebody, especially out there, because people come from all over the world to live in LA. And I just think if I was Irish and I went up to the same dude at the same show, like, hey, I'm Trey, thanks for having me, it's great to be here, I don't think the guy would be like, whoa, pump the brakes, Lucky Charms. Holy shit.
Country music. Okay, folks, here comes the Sweet Country Music feature presentation, spotlighting songs about trucks, 18-wheelers, and pickup trucks. Now, let's face it, 18-wheelers and pickup trucks are a big part of Americana. Remember when you had a pickup truck with a V8 engine, a 6-foot bed, and no bed liner, and no air conditioning? And as for 18-wheelers, well, there's been a lot of songs and movies made about those vehicles, so I'm going to start off this Sweet Country Music feature presentation with a truck song about the granddaddy of all truck songs. C.W. McCall and Convoy.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was a dark
dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. Good, 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Cause we got great big convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a great big convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing but a get in our way. We gonna roll this duckin' convoy across the USA. Convoy.
You wanna give me a 10-9 on that Big Ben? Negatory, Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hulk is starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Here, rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Cause we got a mighty convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy.
What's your 20? Omaha. Well, they ought to know what to do with them hogs out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
Somebody truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign, a time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Somebody truck in a farmer's field, and somebody bear sitting on ice after a long hard day makes it taste just right. On that drop tailgate on a summer night, with somebody beer sitting on ice, and somebody girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. In that farmer's field will make a boy miss, with somebody girl in a red sundress. And there's somebody kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you ever felt before. There's somebody kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's somebody truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips, begging for a
something about a creek around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes to just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips.
Yeah, something about pickup trucks. You know, they were once used mostly for work. But over the years, pickup trucks have become super popular. Now they have air conditioning and electric windows. Hope you enjoyed this Sweet Country Music feature presentation spotlighting songs about trucks. That was Kip Moore and his number one hit record from 2011, Something About a Truck. It was also a big hit record in Canada. Now, there have been a lot of songs written about pickup trucks, and this one talks about a guy who loves getting in his pickup truck after a grueling 40-hour week at work. Now, as any one of us who drive one know, it's just something about a truck. Open the set with the best-known 18-wheeler trucking song of all times, Convoy by C.W. McCall. The song was a CB radio conversation between the rubber duck, Pigpen, and Sodbuster, with the rolling gag being the guy with the CB handle of Pigpen is hauling hogs. The 1975 movie Convoy, starring Kris Kristofferson and Ally McGraw, was actually based on that song. The movie was made when the CB radio craze was going on in the United States.
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
Yeah, that CB radio craze was really something. In fact, I was known back then as Magic Man. Yeah, that was my handle. I didn't have one of those high-powered illegal CBs. I just had my 5-watt Radio Shack CB radio.
I know they say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. And up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself if I could just come in. I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden Magazine. Plans were drawn in concrete poured, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream. I thought if I could touch this place, so free. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'd leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. You leave home, you move on, and you do the best you can. I got lost in this whole world and forgot who I am. I thought if I could touch this place, the feeling, this brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could walk around, I swear I'd leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
That is Larry Stewart and his number five hit record from 1993, All Right Already. It was one of six hit records the Kentucky singer-songwriter had on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart between 1993 and 1995. Larry Stewart had been a member of the country band Restless Heart, but went solo when the group broke up. I'll open the set with something that Miranda Lambert had a number one hit with back in 2010. The House That Built Me. The song was originally scheduled to be recorded by Blake Shelton, but after Miranda heard the lyrics, she fell in love with the song and recorded it. Good move on her part because it zoomed to number one on the country music record charts.
Sweet country music. WTBR.
You say I need a rest. Why don't I go and see my sister way out west? That's very thoughtful of you, dear. I'm really touched by all this tenderness. Suspicious things, we know that men aren't born with wings. What's making you so kind? Now, I'm not smart, but I'm not blind. I think that you've got evil on your mind. You think that you've been good about as long as most red-blooded he-men could. So long, I know another pasture's looking good. Don't think that other men don't look at me that certain way from time to time. Don't think that you're the only one that must contend with evil on your mind. Your mind is in a harem and surrounded by exotic dancing girls. You're hearing pretty music as they run their slender fingers through your curls. Ah, dream on, baby. I thank you for the flowers and the candy, honey, that was very kind. For that's your way of telling me you're sorry for the on your mind.
You're gonna break another heart. You're gonna tell another lie. Well, here I am, and there you go. You're gone again. I know you're gonna be the way you've always been. Breaking hearts and telling lies is all you know. Another guy gives you the eye. There you go. There you go. You're gone again. I should have known I couldn't win. There you go. You're by his side. You're gonna break another heart. You're gonna tell another lie. Take much more than I should take. I want you even though I know my heart is gonna break. You fill me up and for a while I'm all aglow. Then your fickle heart sees someone else and there you go. There you go. You're gone again. I should have known I couldn't win. There you go. You're by his side. You're gonna break another heart. You're gonna tell another lie.
You know, when I need a short song, good old Johnny Cash always comes through. That was his 1957 number one hit record. There you go. Johnny Cash recorded that song in the Old Sun Record Studios in Memphis in late 1956. And according to Billboard magazine, it was a very popular song played on jukeboxes back then. I open the set with another short song, Evil on Your Mind from Jan Howard. The song landed at number 5 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart back in 1965. Jan Howard was also an opening act for Johnny Cash. Tammy Wynette and Bill Anderson, but had a very successful solo career.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Now, what's this stuff, you ask? Is this a country radio station or an oldie station? Well, with this song, folks, it's both. See if you remember this one.
When you smile at me, well, I know our love will always be. When you kiss me right, I don't want to ever say goodnight. I need you, I want you near me, I love you, yes I do, and I hope you hear me when I say be mine. If you will, I know all will be fine. When will you be mine?
Oh, baby, I need you. I want you near me. I love you. Yes, I do, and I hope you hear me.
Are the Kalen Twins and their one and only country hit record called When from 1958. The Kalen Twins, Herbert and Harold, also had a number 5 hit with that song on the pop charts as well. Just thought their one and only country hit record should be played again. Well, there's that music again, and that means this edition of Sweet Country Music is over, but I had a chance to play some really cool stuff, and as you probably heard in the last few songs, I got hung up on some real oldies from the 1950s, like the Kalen Twins, Johnny Cash, Jan Howard, stuff like that. But of course, during the show, I also had to play some songs about trucks, including the C.W. McCall classic Convoy. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Larry Kretschmer, your host, and I'll be talking to you next time on this amazing radio station.